Well, today is the Feast of the Assumption. Every time I get to preach at the Assumption, I cringe because I always feel it's such a difficult feast to preach about. It's not something that we're familiar with a lot. It's not something that I think we walk in, we know about our faith, but then to be able to walk in and explain it, to talk about it, to get it very succinct and able to be able to express it to others in a sermon, I think is very difficult to do. So therefore, I kind of cringe when I end up saying, will you preach on the Feast of the Assumption? So what I do whenever I get to moments like that, I go directly to Scripture. Because what in the world are they trying to tell us in the Scripture today? Is it all about the assumption of Mary into heaven? Or what are they accenting when they get into that reading today? And when I looked at the reading, I tend to simplify it and get into the essence of what it's all about. And that gospel reading that we heard about Mary, you know, where she visits her cousin Elizabeth after she'd been told she'd be the mother of Jesus, the very first line gave me a clue. And the very first line, it almost seems like a throwaway line, but I think there's a lot of essence to that first line. It says, she traveled in haste a great distance to visit her cousin. She traveled in great haste at a distance to visit her cousin. And therein I saw the essence of what comes out of that reading and really the kind of woman that Mary was. Because when I look at that very first line, it tells me, here is a woman who is on the move. She's moving. She doesn't sit still. She's a woman who's anxiously, emotionally moving in the world that she lived in. I'm sure there's a lot of fear, a lot of trepidation on the moves that she would take, but she moved. She was a woman on the move. She was a woman moving others. And she was a woman being moved as she traveled this journey of hers. Movement is very much a part of this woman's life. You see her movement physically when she travels from place to place to place to place. We know all those stories. You see her moving emotionally through situations that were traumatic for her, difficult for her, scary for her. And she moves spiritually, knowing that she's not alone, that there's someone kind of guiding and driving her to move in her life, the way she moved and where she moved. So movement is a very predominant message that comes through to me when I think of Mary here, a woman on the move, being moved and moving others. You see the movement in the readings we have today. You can feel the internal movement going on when she found out that she was going to be the mother of Jesus. And she ran in haste to go see and tell her cousin about this remarkable event that's going on within her. So already the emotional movement starts, and then she starts the journey of moving at a great distance to visit her cousin. You know it's a great distance because she doesn't go and visit the one day and come back, because it says she stayed there for 3 months. So you know the move was a real dramatic move physically over the terrain and the difficulty just moving through as a woman who was pregnant to visit her cousin. And then all of a sudden we begin to see the other movements that happen. Look at the baby inside Elizabeth. What does it say? The baby leapt for joy. It moved inside of the woman. And she said, oh my gosh, something's moving inside of me. I feel it. Movement inside of Elizabeth when Mary came to her. So you see movement inside of others. You see her movement when she begins to kind of say that remarkable prayer, the Magnificat. Moved with joy about where her life is going. And she expresses it and she shows it. She is emotionally moved, and she is making sure that everybody feels that movement, and the Magnificat comes out of her lips. And then we know the other stories. Physically, she had to move to go to Bethlehem to give birth to baby Jesus. We know what happened in that move, how difficult it might have been, not finding a place to rest or sleep. But she went in through that move. And no sooner than she had her baby, she had to move and flee because Herod was killing all the innocents. So she got up with her husband and she moved again to protect that child. She had to move into the temple to find out where her son was when he was lost. She was anxiously curious where he was. And you can tell the movement inside of her when you lose a child and what was going on inside of her. And picking up and moving and running to that temple to find out where her son was. Movement constantly going on inside of this woman. We see the movement that this woman took on herself when her son said, I am going to preach, and woman, I'm leaving from here, and I'm going to speak the message. She became the first disciple. But she moved out of her own home to make sure that other people heard about what her son was going to be about. She moved through territories unheard of for a woman at that time to preach the message of her son. And you can always imagine the ultimate move that happened when she walked with her son at Calvary. The sheer pain and emotion when your son is being crucified. And she can't do anything about it. This baby of hers that she raised and she took care of and went through all those moments that every mother goes through in raising a child. The movements inside of her, the beautiful movements within him, and then to watch him walk to his death. The anguish of a mother going through that. The movement within. It tore at her. And today we celebrate the ultimate move, where she all of a sudden is celebrated by moving up into heaven, body and soul, and now lives forever with her God. Almost a reward for all that she's done and what she's been through in her life. The ultimate move is to share that moment with her God. And she celebrates today. We see movement constantly going on. I think it's a story not just about this woman who moved, but it's a story about every one of us. To see where you are being moved. How are you moving in your life when it comes to your God? How is he moving inside of you? What does he do to you? And how are you moving others to see the God that you believe in? It's not just about Mary, as Mary always was there is to make sure that her children were taken care of. And that's us. And when she went into heaven, the beautiful thing is that she didn't remove herself from us. She did not remove herself. She engaged in us. And from a distance, a different place, we prayed to her. We asked her to intercede for us. We asked her to take care of our needs and our worries, as trivial as they may be or as profound as they may be. And we prayed to her almost in that movement inside of us to kind of jar a mother's heart. To answer our prayers. This feast is about movement. And she still moves today. You know that. Many of you know it personally. You got a great devotion to her. I heard a story. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, so don't go out there and say, he told me a true story today. I just heard this story, but it was cute and I thought it would work. It's a story about this Catholic, young Catholic woman who's going to marry a non-Catholic man. And they go through their prenuptial preparations, you know, like we all ask them to do. Sit down and talk about yourself, your faith. And one of the questions comes up. Are you going to raise your children Catholic or Christian anyway? Are you going to baptize your children? And they both agreed, oh yeah, we're going to baptize our children, because they're just focused on the wedding, right? But they get married, and years down the road, all of a sudden they have their first child. And the young woman is saying, you know, well, we're going to go baptize our baby here. And the father says, well, wait a minute now. If the child is a girl, you can baptize her. But if it's a boy, I want him to grow up like I did, as a free thinker. She said, it's not what you promised. We both agreed to this. And he said, well, that's kind of a different time back then. And it hurt this young mother. We agreed to raise and baptize our children. And you give me this ultimatum. If it's a girl, you can baptize. If it's a boy, he's mine. No baptism. So she was so upset, she didn't know what to do. And she said to him, I'm going to go talk to my mother. And he just kind of laughed and said, yeah, go talk to your mother. It's still going to work. We're going to do what I want to do. Well, she went to her mother and she talked. The mother she was referring to is the Mother Mary. Help me through this difficult moment, this impasse I've got. He thought he was talking about her mother. So she talked to her mother and she said, God, Mary, will you please help me through this? Give me some idea of what I need to do and just help me kind of figure out where we need to go, where I need to go. And Mary, like she usually does, answers prayers. So the first child they had was a girl. Baptized her. Second child was a girl. Baptized her. Third child was a girl. Baptized her. Fourth child was a girl. Baptized her. Now here the father's going to the, I really love my children, he said. But you know, it's kind of hard to believe, you know, that we can't have a boy. And she said, I put it in Mary's hands. He said, oh, I thought you were talking about your mother. No, Mary, my mother. And he realized, my gosh. So he told her, I'm sorry for having that notion, that thought. I'm having you anguish over all this. And he apologized. They got pregnant again. They had a boy. He said, if that woman can work within me like this to make me stop and think of the way I acted, I want to be baptized too. And right after the baby was baptized, he was baptized. Can't you see Mary moving in there somewhere? She's not going to be the only one roaming and moving in her life. She moves and roams in our life as well. So I ask you on this day of the Assumption, as we celebrate her moving into her ultimate place, have her move back into your hearts. Talk to her more. Ask her to help you through difficult moments that you've got. She probably won't give you another baby, but she will give you your prayers and answer them the way you need to have them answered. Mary is moving right here and now. Can you feel her? She's right here at this moment, at our celebration, within your heart. And she says, my soul magnifies the Lord. Let that be your prayer as well. Let my soul magnify my God.